just go victory without a fight.
Battle's already been won. We just have to do our part. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. Lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Right along our line tonight. Contend for the faith. Brother, this is a warfare. This is a spiritual battle. We thank God that we can be overcomers. Amen. We never have to fail God. Look, the problem is people yield to temptations. We're all going to have temptations. We're all going to have trials. There will be afflictions. We're not to yield to these things. We ought to stay strong. The Bible tells us to endure hardness as a good soldier. Endure. So there's an enduring. We have to go through. He that shall endure unto the end. We must go unto the end. You can't stop halfway, three quarters of the way. Who stops halfway in a race? How you going to win a race? How's Paul able to say, I fought a good fight? Keep the faith. I've run the race. Glory to God. Let's turn our attention tonight to the book of 1 Timothy. Brother, this warfare is not for the faint-hearted. It's not for the weakling. There are people in a race, they fall down, they get up, they keep going. It doesn't matter how many times they fall down. They get up, and keep going, and don't look behind them. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, please.
This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck.
Our topic this evening, the testimony of your conscience. The testimony of your conscience. Timothy here is given a charge. This charge I commit unto thee, Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mightest what? That thou
mightest
by them mightest war. And brother, this is a warfare. How are we gonna be able to fight in this warfare? With what? What is gonna help us to subdue the enemy? What is going to help us to overcome the enemy of our souls? There's always been, ever since the Garden of Eden, there's been a battle between evil and good, right and wrong. Okay? There are two forces in this world. The force of darkness and the force of evil. There are two spirits in this world, the spirit of evil and the spirit of Satan and the spirit of God. Okay? One, the Spirit of God will always prevail, but not without an effort on your part. You have to be determined and be willing to go through. But the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, the Bible says, but mighty through God. Timothy's given a charge here. Okay? He said that thou by them, mightest war, good warfare. Read the next verse. Here you go right here. This is the way we're going to be able to defeat the enemy. Holding faith and what else?
And a good conscience.
Holding faith and a good conscience. A pure conscience. A clean conscience. An undefiled conscience. Holding faith and a pure conscience.
Which some having put away.
Ah, some having put away. What happens when they put it away? They've made shipwreck. Some having put away have made shipwreck. So there's only the way Timothy here, the warfare is to be carried out. It's to be carried on by faith and a good conscience. The Bible tells us, if your heart condemn you not, then you have confidence toward God. If your heart condemn you not, that's in 1 John, around chapter 3 or 2. Okay? Holding a good conscience. Your conscience is not defiled. It's important, brethren, to contend for the faith. It's important to hold faith in a good conscience. That thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Brethren, there's going to be some struggles. There's going to be a fight. The enemy has come and he wants to ruin your life. He wants control over your life, over your mind. He once had control over your mind and over your life. He overruled you. This is why the Bible says, this is why the Bible says in 1 John 5, let's turn to that, please. 1 John 5.
Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believes.
Who's the man that overcomes the world? It's not talking about physical things of this life. It's talking about everything that is contrary to God. Who is it that overcometh the world? Who is that man? It says here.
But he that believeth that
Jesus is the Son of God. Now, read for me, please. Same chapter, verse 4.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh
glory,
the world.
That's it. Whatsoever is born of you, are you born of God? Are you a Christian? Are you born again? Whatsoever is born of God, the what? Overcometh
the world.
Overcometh the world. Satan does not have control over you, over your mind, over your thoughts, over your mind, over your body. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. The Bible says, he that overcometh, he'll make you to be a pillar in the house of the Lord. Read Revelation. He'll make you a pillar. He that overcometh. Overcometh what? Overcometh sin. Overcome the devil. Overcome yourself. Excuse me. He that overcometh. Brother, it's important that you overcome. You can't be falling in and come in and out, in and out, in and out. No. It's important to live a life of consistent victory. Not every so often, oh, saints, forgive me. Saints, forgive me. Say, no, no, no. Are you saying that God cannot keep you? The Bible says unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. I forget the remaining scripture. Okay. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Faith is a victory that overcomes the world. The Bible tells us in Matthew 28. That Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto him. Okay? And the Bible says, we just read, he, whosoever, whatsoever is born of God, overcometh. So it means if Jesus is in your rules, in your life, the enemy has no power over you. The only way the devil got power is if you give him power. When you act out of sort, when you act unseemly, when your disposition is not right, when you act in a way that is ungodly, that's you give the devil power. Because he feeds on your carnality. This is why God says, be perfect. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. The God of this world, the God of this world, the prince of the power of the air, Satan himself. But in the morning time, you have the red horse and the white horse. The Bible says they went on conquering and to conquer. You had an opposing force and they were fighting each other. But the white horse won battle until there was a letdown. While men slept, the enemy came and so tears among the wood. Brother, we cannot sleep. Cannot allow ourselves to fall asleep. While men slept. While men became indifferent, while they found themselves in a time of relaxation. And they began to smite one another. They couldn't love one another the way they used to anymore, because their love for God had diminished. And therefore, they begin to fight against one another. Brother, the Bible says, we war not against flesh and blood. We're going to get to that scripture. That's not the battle. Brother, the battle is not against you and your brother. It's not against you and your sister. You just don't understand. This is a spiritual battle. It's all spiritual. It has nothing to do between you and I, physically. We fight against spirits and spirits of devils that want to annihilate you. Got to understand what this battle is about. Spirits want to take over. And at times, we're in a real fight. A fight in the mind. Want to keep right. Want to keep right. And you go through situations and some hard times. And the enemy's right there in your mind confronting you. And you resist him. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not saying that. I'm going to keep the right spirit. I'm going to keep the right spirit. No. I refuse to act wrong. I refuse. I will not get discouraged. I refuse to get discouraged. I'm going to do right. I'm going to overcome evil with good. Oh, brother, this is a fight, brother. It's a fight. Brother, it gets thick sometimes. Brother, the dots of the enemy just flying. The Bible tells you, where's your shield of faith? To wall off the fiery dots of the enemy. But this is a battle, brother. Understand what this thing is about. The enemy wants control. He lost it. When you got saved, he lost it. Don't allow yourself to do anything that is contrary to biblical principle, contrary to the word. I mean nothing. If you iffy about it, don't do it. Because the moment you iffy and you do it, you're going to be plagued in your mind. You iffy, don't do it. Don't do it. You're uncertain, don't do it. Brother, what a promise that we have here. What a promise. Whatsoever. Whatsoever is born of God over it. Brother, we need to understand who we are serving tonight. We're serving the Almighty God. All power. He is matchless. There is no one that can come against him and win. We are his children. We are kings and priests. His children. Therefore, there's no reason to fear. Fear is not of God. The enemy is subject to God. Subject to God. We have to learn to not give in to our feelings. You have to let this a battle. Understand the battle. You have to mature and learn not to give in to your feelings. You cannot live this life by feeling. If you live this life by feeling, you will never be successful in your Christian experience. Never. You cannot give vent to feelings. You cannot nurse your feelings. You cannot live in the past. But Paul says, I go forward. I forget those things that are behind me. But if God forgives, you better forgive. I'm leaving these things behind. I got places, as we say, in the world, I got places to go, people to see, and things to do. I can't be worried about you. Amen. Look, I got places to get to my experience, and if I give in to you, it's going to hinder me. And I don't want to be hindered. I don't want to be stopped. I don't want to be slowed down in my experience. But I've got goals. I've got goals to achieve. And I don't want anything to stop me from reaching my goals. What are your goals before God tonight? What are your goals? Brother, you better set some goals. If you don't set some goals, what's going to keep you going? What's going to keep you going? Whatsoever is born of God overcome it. So why do people fail? Why do they fail? Because they want to fail. They don't apply scripture. They do not apply scripture. The enemy will use, he is an opportunist. He will use whatever. Okay? You have to understand what this is about. This is why you need to understand scripture. to understand how the enemy works. And we need to do the will of God. If we follow the scripture, if we follow what God says, brother, the enemy cannot overcome us. Impossible. Read for me, please. 1 Timothy 6. Verses 12 and 13.
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before.
Fight. Listen. Fight. Fight. If you were a weakling in sin, you can't be a weakling in this race. Fight what? Fight my brother, fight my wife, fight my uncle. No. It's talking about fight the good fight of faith. Fight every spirit of the enemy. Fight every contrary feeling. Fight. I said every contrary feeling. Fight the good fight of faith. And do what?
Lay hold on eternal life.
That means we can have such certainty in our soul that eternal life is ours. Such a certainty. Why? Because you're holding faith in a good conscience. Faith in a good conscience. Eternal life. Look.
Whereunto thou art also called.
Uh-huh.
And has professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Read for me. 1 John 5. Verse 20.
And we know that the Son of God is come.
Listen, look how John puts it together. We know. Very important, brethren. Very important. See, the certainty of your walk, the certainty of your knowledge, the certainty of your understanding. We know. I mean, I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I know that. Nobody has to tell me I'm saved. So when the enemy comes and try bring accusation, I know what I did not do. And I know what I did. I'm standing on the word of God. I believe God by faith. We know. What we know, and what else?
That the Son of God is come.
Uh-huh.
And had given
glory
us
to God. He's giving me an understanding that I never had before. That's why I need the word. We read the word of God. He's given me an understanding. He's given me an enlightenment. He has so illuminated my mind to see some things that I've never seen before. He has given me an understanding
that we may know him.
Glory be to God, that we may know him that is true, the Son of God. That we may know him that is true.
And we are in him that is true.
Glory to God, we are in him. In him. He abides in us. We dwell with him. And we are in him.
That is true.
That is true.
And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is a true God and eternal life.
See, here we go. We know. We have an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Glory to God. You are in him. You are in the vine. You're doing the things that he says. And therefore, you have a certain confidence and you have a certain boldness within your soul to be able to fight the enemy because you have a defiled conscience. I've done nothing wrong against God. Therefore, I can come boldly before the throne of grace. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God.
And eternal life.
Glory. And eternal life. And eternal life. This is the true God. That's why he says it in 1 John 3, verse 19.
And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him.
Mm-hmm.
For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God.
If our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. But if you have a seared conscience, it doesn't matter because there's no compunction anyway. the scripture I want to get to here. We dwell in him. Scripture is right before my eyes. Same chapter, around the same 24. Verses. What is it, 21?
It's 24. You don't keep his commandment, dwell in
him. Yes, read that verse.
And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us.
He that keepeth his commandments, the word dwelleth. See, very important, brethren, we keep the commandments of God. This is what emboldens us, gives us that confidence that we, and therefore we can hold on to faith. We can hold on to faith when we obey the word. And we can have the confidence, though everything around us. See, there are some things that's going to happen. It's going to be to the human eye. This is impossible. But to faith, it's possible. This is why you got to live right. Gives you a certain confidence. And this is, and we can go boldly before the throne of grace. I mean boldly. Before the throne of grace. Because of the confidence that we have. But when that confidence is not there, you have nothing to grab onto. This is why Hezekiah is able to turn his face to the wall. Meaning his life, his salvation. Lord, you know. Lord, you know how I lived. You know how I lived. He was able to hold on to that. He had a history. What is your history with the Lord? What is your history? How good is it? How good is it? The conscience. Brother, I want you to know tonight, this is not a physical fight. Not at all. It's a fight sometimes to pray. It's a fight. Sometimes you go on your knees. You just can't seem to get your mind focused. It's a fight. But I tell you, you have to press through. The Christian must learn to press. The Christian must come to the place that it doesn't matter how I feel. These are the things that I know I must do in order to stay alive. And I'm talking about spiritual life. Once you neglect it, it's the beginning of your downfall. Once you neglect prayer, once you neglect coming to the house, this is a fight. Sometimes your body may not feel like coming. We are humans. It might be 10 degrees outside. It might be 20 degrees. It might be 100. It might be 95. Your body does just, I don't want to. You're in your comfortable room and the AC is going. But what is the word of God says? Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves. And when we do that, we sin against God. And therefore, when you need to have that confidence in a time of test, you're not going to have it because you're going to be offering up sacrifice. See, we must do what the word says to do. It's a fight to pray. Sometimes it's a fight to sing. You sing a song of desire. It's a fight sometimes. You come to the house of God. You come pray up. And all of a sudden it's distraction. But you got to fight through that distraction. I need to get my blessing. It's a fight. Sometimes it's a fight between brethren. And God says, work this thing out. Work it out. I got to work it out. There must be such a desire, such an eagerness to work out situations. Because God said, seek peace. You're peaceful people. Seek peace. Work things out. Brethren, this is not a physical fight. Not physical at all. The Bible says, the weapons are, let's go to 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Brother, faith, love, the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty Mighty, God. What are you going through tonight that seems to have control? You just can't seem to get it. Get before God. You're going to have to double, triple your efforts. There is no success without being industrious. No success can be had. No success in any field, in any area of life. You're going to have to sweat. You're going to have to sacrifice. Understand this, brethren. You're going to have to sacrifice in order to get to some place in God. You're not going to gain it. There has to be the conquering of ground. You cannot conquer ground by relaxing and being at ease. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to get a certain depth of spirituality just wishing it. How's an individual start a job from a low position, entry level position, and you rise to the top of the company? How does that happen? The individual had to perform. The individual had to be an initiative taker. He had to perform, had to be there on time. I want to show the boss that I am responsible. Not only that, but I go above and beyond. I show that I care. I go above and beyond. I do more than the average, than the ordinary guy. At times I have to stay late. I stay late. I do what I need to do to get it accomplished. I meet my deadlines. I'm a man of my word. You tell me it's done. How can you ever succeed if you don't put your all into anything that you do? Brothers, this is learning electrical. How are you going to learn electrical? Don't try. How are you going to be a great electrician? How are you going to be a great plumber? How are you going to be a great accountant? How are you going to be a whatever field? Computer science. How are you going to be great at what you do? If you don't eat it, dream it, breathe it, digest it, assimilate it. You get up. How come not all the basketball players are in the Hall of Fame? How come? It's a select few. It's a select few. And you read about those select few's. You're the select few. And you read about their perseverance. About their aim and their drive to be the best of the best and to break some records. I want to be able to shoot that ball with my eyes closed and get it in there. How do you think you get it? Whether baseball or football. We were talking about Ron Coleman the other day. He's a bodybuilder. He can hardly walk today. He was the strongest. You look at the amount of weight this man, this is not human. And so many people try to surpass him. They couldn't do it. They had a hard time. He said, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be the strongest. He had to pay the price for that. He paid a dear price. Today he can't walk. You cannot walk. Surgery upon surgery. Why? Day and night, eating 6 times a day. I'm talking about putting your body to stress, taxing your system. Brother, if you don't do, you get nowhere. That is for an incorruptible, for a corruptible crown. What we do is not in vain. Brother, you sacrifice your life. It's not in vain. This is for an incorruptible crown. You can't fail here. You cannot lose. It's a win-win situation. Glory to God. Look, the world may look at us and think we're losers. And they think Christ was a loser. They thought Christ was a loser. Look at him. But nobody, the majority does not want to serve him. He's looking on. God is just looking on. But those of us who have received this truth, may we buy the truth and sell it. May we keep this thing, brethren. May we give our all to this. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Mighty God. Through God.
To the pulling down of
strong. Glory to God. Glory to God. The enemy cannot over. Greater is he that is in me. Then he that is it. This is not just verbiage, brother. No. When we take this on, by faith, we overcome the world. You see, the word that I speak unto you, the spirit, and their life. Their life. God told Joshua, "There shall no man be able to stand before you. You're going to conquer." Glory to God. Same thing with us. We're going to conquer. Because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. But let's just remember that we're human. Human with the divine within us. The divine will not do more than we do. We got to put certain effort in there for God to come through for us. There must be such perseverance in our soul, such resoluteness in our soul. I mean, there must be such a determination. My God, this is what your word says. This is what the word says. I'm going to stand by your word. Lord, I've combed through my life. I've combed every area of my life, my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my children, my relationship on the job, my relationship with my neighbors, my relationship with the brethren, my tithing, my timeliness, my devotion to God. Lord, I comb through my life, my witnessing, my burden for souls. Lord, I comb through my life. Lord, I don't see any fault, but if you see any fault, Lord, show me, please, because I want to know. I want to know. I want to know if my spirit's not right. I want to know if there's any area at all that is contrary to the principles of God. If it's anything, Lord, I want to know. I want to know. And therefore, Lord, according to my closest exam, my closest scrutiny of my life, according to thy word, Lord, I can't seem to see it, find anything. But Lord, I'm open. I'm open to your scrutiny. I'm open. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, mighty. Stop telling me you can't do it. God is not a hard taskmaster. No. He says burden is light. Yoke is easy. And his burden is light. He won't give you too much you can handle. He knows what you can handle. But don't forget that anyone in school, the test is going to come. The test is going to come. Okay? And the teacher has given you the material. You've gotten the material. So if you're not where you should be when the test comes, the reason people fail is because they're not where they should be. And therefore, the test comes and they fail. And then they get discouraged. No, don't say you've done all you can. No, what about every other? What about our those in the past who overcame? I'm talking about serious. How come Joseph was able to go through? Oh, Lord, you don't know my situation. Oh, Lord, I don't even know. Oh, Lord. Nobody understands. Oh, God understands. God understands just where you are. The Bible says we have not a high priest which cannot be touched. We cannot be touched by God, by the feeling of our infirmities. The Bible says he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So we can touch him. Thank God we can touch him. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, 12, verse 11.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, the saints of God, the saints of God overcame him. We fight this warfare of faith. Okay? The weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It says here, they overcame him by what?
The blood of
thank
the Lamb.
God for the all-atoning blood of the Lamb. And what else?
And by the word.
Oh, and by the word. Their witness, their confession of what God, of what their witness of what God has done for them. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Listen, you must testify of what the Lord has done for you. That's how they overcame. An open confession, open witness of what God has done. Brother, the Lord has saved my soul. You read the book of Acts. Wherever Paul went, he spoke of what the Lord did for him while he was on the road to Damascus. He spoke, well, this is what the Lord has done for me. He stopped me in my tracks. Yeah, there was a bright light, and I heard a voice. No man heard that voice but me. Brother, you heard a voice. I heard a voice too. No man heard the voice that time but me. Oh, I heard a voice. Oh, I cannot deny that I heard a voice. I cannot deny that I came in here, a sinner, wretched, undone, unclean, with my filthy rags. And I walked out a saint with a pure mind, glory to God. But you can't tell me that God's not real. You can't. God changed my life overnight. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. And I began to clean up when I went home. When a few matters did, I'm starting cleaning up. My God, going before God. Lord, I want to stay saved. I realized something's had a struggle in my life and pulling and tugging. I got before God, my room and broke. I said, God, I want to stay saved. I don't want this in my life anymore. I don't want that. I don't want this. Don't tell me you can't stay saved. Don't tell me you got to have a girlfriend. Don't tell me you got to have a boyfriend. So what happened to what's his name? I call his name. Joseph. Man, Joseph, listen, you better take this girl. I'm leaving. I don't need it. I don't want you, woman. I don't want you what you got. I don't want you. I'm sold out for God. Glory to God. I can't do this thing against my God. No, I love God too much. I love God too much to go after a woman. I love God too much to go after a man. I love God too much. In this day and age, you've got to be God in your soul. I can't do it. At any time, at any age, actually. You've got to be God in your soul. To be able to walk the streets. And now, as soon as the weather hits the 40, they start wearing their short pants already and their shorts curves. Brother, thank God, even though they're wearing whatever they're wearing, and some of them, they leave nothing. I mean, brethren, where's your bad times? They're wearing their thong, wearing all kind of foolishness, they're looking for attention. Don't give them any attention, glory to God. Hey, you don't look at that tattoo, I don't look at your tattoo. I put tattoo all over the place. I don't need to look at your tattoo. It's evil anyway. It's paganistic. The paganistic practice. Tattoos and earrings and gold is all paganistic practice. Saints of God do not adorn themselves with these things. Saints of God do not wear tight clothing. Young men, your pants should not be tight. They should be nice and loose. Nobody should be seeing the shape of your calf. It's just too tight. Nobody should be seeing the line of your underwear. Thank you. They overcame, saints of God, they overcame. We've got to overcome, brethren. We've got to overcome. You're not fighting against your wife. Not fighting against your husband. Okay, you deal with spirits that want to put a wedge in there. The devil wants to put a wedge between you and the brother. He wants to get a wedge in there. I said to you before, I mean, you give me the biggest log. You give me a log. And I've got some called a splitter. It's made out of iron. I get my sledgehammer. And I begin to, all I got to do is start a little, just so it can stand up by itself. Just start it. With a sledge. I don't remember how many pounds my sledgehammer is. And then I start, boom! Brother, once I start, you don't ever even let him start. Don't give the devil an advantage. Because if you give him an advantage, I will split a big log of oak by myself, little puny me, because I got a wedge. And the devil is a wedge. You're going to put a wedge between you and your brother, and you and your sister, you and your husband, you and your wife, brother and brother, sister and sister. But once he starts pounding, I'm telling you, you could pray all you want to pray. You're not on your way to heaven. I'm sorry. You're not. You're just not. This is a spiritual battle. Let us learn to accept each other for who we are. Okay? Don't try to change your sister. Don't try to change your brother. Learn to accept. Change you. Change you. Change you to deal with the situation. When you change you, you're able to deal with the situation. We all have to go through these things in life. Every one of us. We all got to do some boss that seems to be so act towards us in a way that we don't like. Every one of us. Maybe you got a bad tenant, a bad neighbor, whatever it is. Neighbor just sweeping trash up into my driveway. I better learn to, I better deal with myself, otherwise the neighbor and I are going to have an altercation. I'm in my window, she doesn't see me, and she's sweeping up. Like, oh, Lord, this is the neighbor, okay. I just, why? Some things we cannot bother with. Cannot bother with that. Because you are going to get your spirit all ruffled. Unnecessarily. Don't worry about it. She sweeps it into your yard. You go and you sweep it, put in the garbage. Don't get into her spirit. And neighbor confronted me. I confronted neighbor. You know, you got to take care of the garbage and rental property. Take care of the garbage, you know. But garbage, why don't you put your garbage can inside? I said, excuse me, man. Excuse me. If you notice the way the house is designed, I cannot put my garbage over there. But I'm certain you see me clean every weekend, don't you? Yeah, but the garbage keeps blowing. I'm sorry. So well, I'm going to have to call. So I said, man, if you call, you're not a nice neighbor. If I'm telling you right now, you call, and I mean, you see that I do this every week, you're not a very nice neighbor. We don't have to fight. She never called. It's the wind that blows. The wind blows. Look at the front of the church. The wind just blows. Can I stop the wind? No. But it seems to go from my yard to her yard. It's the direction of the wind. That's the way it goes. The wind blows where it wants to. I have no control over that. Brethren, we must overcome. That Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Okay, because my kingdom is not of this world. Therefore, my service, we don't fight. We don't fight the brethren. Understand this. Situation, there's a solution for every situation in life. Jesus is the remedy. Get him good. Everything will work out just fine. The problem is people don't get that experience good. Get it real deep down within your soul. There's no reason to incite violence. There's no reason for that. There's no reason. Learn. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word. I'm afraid that, look, young people, those of you coming up, do not allow the devil to get you to sit in your testimony. If you're saved, stand up and say, saints of God, I'm saved, I'm encouraged. You don't have to be long. As long as what you're saying is right, and there's no falseness, there's no embellishing of your testimony, you're fine. Just keep it honest to the core. Saints, pray for me. Pray for me. I mean to stay saved. Let the brother know so they can pray for you. You got a little struggle, saints. I'm struggling with something, and I need you to help me as I pray. Learn. Keep that devotional life going. Maybe some of you got to get up early in the morning. I used to have to get up early in the morning, too. I have no excuse before God. My son used to have to leave at 4:30 in the morning one time. And that's every day, 4:30 in the morning. You better work out your salvation one way or another. You better find a way to work it out. Because you can't give God an excuse. No, I had to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. I couldn't pray. I guess you don't want to stay saved. You got to fast. That's why the Bible says work out your own salvation. Another brother may do it one way. I can do it another way. You don't have to follow any specific. I got to pray such as that. No. You got to work this out. You know whether you're getting weak in your experience or you know whether you're getting stronger. How are you dealing with it? How are you dealing throughout the day? How's your spirit? How do you feel throughout the day? How do you feel like you're overcoming the enemy? If you find strength is being sapped from you, you're lacking something. Get before God a greater way. You better find a way to work things out. Maybe when you go home, you better take a nap and get before God. You got to find a way. You can't serve God when you're sleeping on your knees. You can't get anywhere. Sometimes, I tell you right now, I used to take 15-minute power naps. That's me. Maybe you can't do that. Maybe you need half an hour. Take half an hour then. And at least you can be rejuvenated. And you're awake. Can't fight the devil when you're half asleep. Can't pray when you're half asleep. Let us turn to Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9, verse 5. We must overcome, brethren. We must overcome. Fight the good fight of faith. You must overcome whatever it is. You have faith is the victory that overcometh the world. Isaiah 9, verse 5.
For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fury.
This battle, we're not talking about World War I and World War II physical battles, but this particular battle is with what?
For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire.
That's why it tells us in Matthew 3:11 says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, and there was a rushing mighty wind, right? And it filled the entire house. This burning and fuel of fire. The Bible tells us in Malachi, it talks about the fiery furnace, the fire. How God will refine you. This battle shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Verse 6.
For unto us a child is born.
Uh-huh.
Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be up in his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful.
We're talking about Jesus here. Okay. The Bible here says that the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful
Counselor,
the mighty God living inside of you, the mighty God,
the everlasting Father,
the Prince of, you mean to tell me the Prince of Peace lives within you and you can't have peace, brother and sister? Something wrong. You got a problem. The Prince of Peace is in me. Peace that passes understanding is in my soul. Yeah, I can't get along with you. Either one of you got a problem, or both of you got a problem. You, brother, if we don't acknowledge this, people don't want to acknowledge. You always want to point fingers. The Bible says that we are one, members one of another. How can my member fight against my other member? I'm going to hit my face? No. How can we be one? He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. One spirit? If it's one spirit, then we move together as one body, as one man. We do everything together. We have the same aim, same purpose, same goal, same aspiration to please the Father. And we make certain that we do. The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7.
Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever.
We thank God for the establishment of God's kingdom. We thank God for the inauguration of the church there in the book of Acts. And every man on the face of this earth was overcome by sin. Every man until the establishment of the kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, we have power to overcome. Brother David was overcome. Solomon was overcome. Moses was overcome. But thank God in Jesus Christ, we can conquer and conquering and to conquer. Brethren, let's not take this. This is not faith. Let's not take this as faith value. Let's digest this thing. Understand the battle. We understand what you have. God has invested something in you. We must produce. The way you produce, what you're bringing forth in your life right now, If it meant your survival, your physical survival, with the effort that you place in your experience, if it meant if it meant your physical survival, would you have died or would you have lived by the effort that you place in your spiritual life? Or would you be walking, limping around? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The effort that you place in your experience, if it was reflected in your physical life, where would you be? How skinny would you be? How frail would you be? Would you be limping? Because you understand what I'm saying tonight? We must put the effort in our experience in order to excel. The Bible tells we must abound. Abound in love. Abound. But abound is just, I am excelling. The other day, I always wanted to look at this. And I decided to look at it the other day. I mean, for years, it's just on my mind. How they fuel the airplane in the air. You know they do that, right? The military airplanes? They have an airplane that carries 150,000 gallons of fuel. And while they're in the air, it fuels the other airplane to keep going. It doesn't have to land. Bro, if man can do that, what is it God can help you? If man can do that in the air, come on now. God's given the intelligence to do this. And God's going to keep me a weakling? No. Brother, let me go bold. Let me get an infilling from God to help me fight the devil of my soul. Let me go cry before God. And look, you don't have to be on your knees. You could be anywhere. Anywhere. 24/7. God is awake. Whether you're in India, in England, in China, under the sea, in a submarine. Whether we can reach the throne, it takes faith. Faith reaches God. The Bible says when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? We're living in a world where unbelief is so prevalent in our day to day. It pervades, it's everywhere. It's just everywhere. I pray to God that this spirit of unbelief is not taken hold of. Because God promises us to be overcomers. The Bible says of James and the other apostles, how they were pillars. You know what pillars do? Pillars uphold the building. They uphold. So that means all the weight is on the pillar. The weight is on that pillar right there. You remove that pillar, this building crumbles. Are you a pillar or are you a pillow? What are you now, as God? Are you a pillar? He that overcometh. You got to overcome, not sometimes. He that overcometh, he'll make you a pillar. That means God can count on you. Whatever it is, you can be counted on. I am faithful. I can be counted on. As long as when it comes to the interest of God, I can be counted on. I can be counted on to be here. I can be counted on to cheer the service. I can be counted on to soul me. I can be counted on a choir. I will be in my place ready, and I can be counted on. The Spirit of God can move on me to go witness this individual. I can be counted on. Sensitive before God. Sensitive. Let us all stand. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold. Young people, build your experience. Make sure you have a devotional life. Make sure you testify. Make sure you read the word. Don't take this for face value. This is too precious. This is precious to the soul. Precious, precious, precious.
Song 167 in the hymnal of the church.